All right. Let me bring up one other topic that I rarely ever talk about here because it's one of those topics that is a lose-lose. But we've got to talk about it because it was brought up in your TV interview, and that has to do with the issue of abortion and whether or not abortion should be available in the case of rape or incest. And the question to you at the time by the interviewer was, you want government to go and tell a 13-year-old child's been raped by her father that she has to have that baby? And, of course, you respond, I didn't say that. I always say that I value life. Where do you stand on the issue of abortion, a consensual abortion from a person who is raped or as pregnant as a result of incest?
Well, right now our law permits that. My own personal feelings, and that is always what I express, is my personal feeling is that we need to err on the side of life. There is a plan and a purpose and a value to every life, no matter what its location, age, gender, or disability. And so whenever we talk about government and government's role is to protect life. And that's what our founding fathers said, that we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
What do you say then to a young girl? I mean, I'm going to place it as he said it, though. I mean, when, you know, a young girl is raped by her father, let's say, and she is pregnant. I mean, how do you explain this to her in terms of wanting her to go through the process of having the baby?
I think that two wrongs don't make a right. And I have been in the situation of counseling young girls, not 13, but 15, who have had very at-risk, difficult pregnancies, and my counsel was to look for some alternatives, which they did, and they found that they had made what was really a lemon situation into lemonade. One girl in particular moved in with the adoptive parents of her child, and they both were adopted. Both of them grew up. One graduated from high school. The other had parents that loved her, and she also graduated from high school. And I'll tell you, the little girl who was born from that very poor situation came to me when she was 13, and she says, I know what you did. Thank you for saving my life. So it's meaningful to me to err on the side of life.
All right. A lot of people respect that and have a lot of gratitude to you for that. But let me ask you this, another important question on this, and I've got to put this on the table. What happens when it comes to a question between the life of the mother? If the mother's life is at risk, would you allow for an abortion? Would you understand an abortion if it was the mother's life that would be taken if the baby was born?
Certainly, even before Roe v. Wade, therapeutic abortion was allowed in this country, and it is, of course, a personal choice, once again, between a woman and her doctor, and that's really all we've ever said, but when the Supreme Court got involved and decided to dictate their morality in 1973, that's what put this whole issue on the governmental table. It should never have been there in the first place. And most people agree with you, Alan. Why are we even discussing this? These are the kinds of issues that are truly very personal issues and should never have been part of the government dictation in the first place. And so it gets us widely away from what's really at stake here, and that is that Harry Reid and Barack Obama have taken over our country and given us high unemployment, high foreclosure rates, and high bankruptcies. And that's really the issue, and that's really why I'm running, is to discuss those kinds of things. Now, Harry Reid says that he is pro-life as well, but his actions speak louder than his words. He is willing to appoint and confirm judges such as those judges that made this an issue in the first place, that would like to continue this discussion rather than put an end to it. And then he also does things like the healthcare bill, Obamacare bill, that makes government and makes those who absolutely are against abortions in the first place have to pay for them through their taxpayer dollars. And I think then there are those of us that are just economically savvy and say, you know, government shouldn't be in this business at all and shouldn't be paying for those no matter which side of this issue you fall down on. So that's, you know, that's really the larger issue, is the economy and how we're spending our money.
All right.